Hello folks, it's Pilgrim Chris here and it's the 21st of February 2012, Shrove Tuesday. And tomorrow is Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent. And this boo is really to those people who I've been talking to on Twitter and Facebook and in real life too, who have been talking about things to give up for Lent and looking for ideas. And so I'm doing this boo really for those people that follow me on Twitter and Facebook who have been asking me those questions. And because a lot of people are struggling with ideas. It's difficult to give up things. It's difficult to think of something that we think is worthwhile giving up, but at the same time something that we think is achievable to do for 40 days. A lot of people want to give up chocolate, want to give up their evening glass of wine. Some people want to give up smoking. Each of these things is great, but you don't have to do that if you don't want to. What is Lent really? Well, without going into the too deep religious ideas about it, because a lot of people aren't religious, let's look at it this way. Lent was a time, if you like, that we're trying to give up something, we're trying to do something that is a little bit uncomfortable, but for the reward at the end of it. Bringing it back a little bit to religion, if we remember that Jesus Christ was walking up Calvary, carrying a cross, he died and then was resurrected into glory. We can think of Lent like that for ourselves. We're carrying our cross for 40 days, if you like. And that cross is, if you like, giving up something. It can be giving up the cigarettes, the chocolate, the glass of wine. It can be giving up the fatty foods. It can be giving up the takeaways. But it can also be a different way, another way of looking at it. We can take upon ourselves a good habit. For example, if we don't exercise much, perhaps we could go out for a walk 20 minutes a day. Go to the gym once a week. We could have this idea that for 40 days we're going to do some form of exercise that we don't normally do. What are we giving up there? Well, we're giving up a lazy habit. What are we gaining? Fitness for ourselves. We could also look at something else. We could look at helping somebody. We could look at spending an extra 10 minutes a day with our children. Devoted time to our children that we don't normally do. We could offer ourselves for one day a week to work in a charity shop, even if it's for 2 hours, if we have the time. We could do anything really. Just have a look at yourselves and your own lives and see where in your lives you can do something that is positive. Because Lent is a positive time really. It isn't a negative time. It's a time when we purge ourselves of bad habits or take upon good habits to better ourselves. Have a look around. Have a look at yourselves and your partner. Have a look at your children. See if there is something that you can do that would improve their lives for 40 days. Because that too is doing something for Lent. It's putting yourselves out for others. And after all, isn't that what Jesus did for us? But again, we don't need to bring Jesus into the equation for those of you that don't have a faith. Just simply doing something for someone else, whether it's your children, your husband, your wife, your brother, your sister, friends, whether it's offering to take someone out for a ride once a week, a neighbour, an elderly neighbour, for example. So don't necessarily think about giving up something that might be difficult. Think about taking up something that might take a little bit of your time, but is ultimately rewarding for you and those around you. This can be your cross to bear. But what a cross, because the rewards are great. As with everything in Lent, whatever we decide to do to give up or take up, it's all for our own good at the end of the day. So try and think of something and stick with it for 40 days. And who knows, after the 40 days, it might become a new habit, a good habit. Well, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful Lent. And I hope you find something that's suitable for you and that helps everyone around you if possible. As ever, thank you for listening and God bless you all.